Sie hören SBS German.
Und damit begrüße ich am Telefon Manfred Heide in Südaustralien. Hallo.
Ja, hallo Christian. Wie geht es dir?
Prima. Also, du hast also heute diesen Preis gewonnen, Queen's Birthday Award. Herzliche Gratulation. Und zwar für Dienste, ich sag's auf Englisch, Service to Native Animal Welfare and Conservation. Was hast du da genau gemacht?
Ja, da habe ich doch mit Australien Tiere gearbeitet vor über 50 Jahren jetzt. We have looked after native animals, well, like I said, over 50 years, and we deal with injured and orphans.
Ja, Sie sind der Gründer nämlich oder Mitgründer von The Wombat Hilton 1976. Wie ja. kamen Sie dazu?
Ja. The name Wombat Hilton came from the zoo in Adelaide because of the facilities we have here for wombats. And it's a sort of a nickname, if you like. It's a sort of endearment, a Wombat Hilton.
Warum gerade Wombats?
Well, wombats are just fascinating animals. And when I started to show interest in wombats, nobody else knew anything. The informations were very sparse, and we had to basically learn how to feed them, how to care for them, what requirements do they need, so we can keep them alive.
Erinnern Sie sich an vielleicht eines der ersten Wombats, das Sie gerettet haben?
Oh ja, 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 ich, das habe ich doch. His name was Wally. Wally the Wombat. And he was with me for 35 years. We hand-raised Wally from 900 grams, from very little, to maturity, obviously. And we kept him in captivity in a nice underground tunnel system where he used to live. And he basically lived under my office floor. He had his sleeping quarter and sleeping tunnel and sleeping box under the office floor.
Das ist ja eine Geschichte.
All the tunnel systems are built solid. They're built with cement and bricks, and so they can't get hurt and they can't dig out.
Ja. Und war das damals, wenn ich fragen darf, legal? Also waren die Tiere nicht geschützt? Durfte man die einfach nach Hause nehmen?
Oh ja, die sind geschützt. Die sind immer geschützt. But because of my interest in native animals, sort of I came to the attention of our National Parks and Wildlife Service, and the end result is that I basically coordinate the injured and orphan wombats in South Australia on behalf of our National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Und wo haben Sie diese Wombats dann gefunden? Ich nehme an, es waren dann was, Dutzende oder Hunderte über diese 40 Jahre?
Over 50 Jahre now. The last wombat what came into my care, his name is Rossi. He's a boy. And he is number 449. One short of 450.
Das ist ja verrückt. Und wo haben Sie diese Wombats gefunden oder wie?
Well, usually I don't go looking for them, okay? They come to me because of motor vehicle accidents, like road trauma, all the way from the Nullarbor, the Riverlands, or the southeast of South Australia. And all the main colonies of southern hairy-nosed wombats are basically Eyre Peninsula, York Peninsula, Riverland. That's all. And South Australia has probably 95% of all southern hairy-nosed wombats.
Wissen Sie, wie viele Wombats angefahren werden in Südaustralien? Pro Jahr vielleicht?
Hard to say, but maybe 2-3 a year with motor vehicles.
SBS Radio am Montagabend mit einem Gast am Telefon in Südaustralien, in Taringi. Das ist Manfred Heide. Er hat jetzt an diesem Wochenende einen Queen's Birthday Honor Award erhalten für seine Verdienste um den Tierschutz. Herzliche Gratulation noch einmal. Was können Sie uns über, oder was kannst du uns über deine Herkunft erzählen? Wann und wo bist du geboren und aufgewachsen?
Well, ich bin Österreicher. Meine family kommt from outside of Vienna, in Wiener Neustadt area, und then during the war we went to Innsbruck, but my schooling was in Innsbruck. Do you know Innsbruck, Christian?
Ja, kenne ich, ja.
Bist du da gewesen?
Ich war 2-3 Mal da, ist wunderschön, und yeah, man blickt da steil nach oben und sieht ganz hohe Berge.
Yeah, well, I grew up and I did all my schooling in Innsbruck, and then my family wanted to relocate and they came to Australia, to South Australia, and I've been here ever since. I've been here for, since, I think, 1958.
Yeah. Wie alt waren Sie damals?
Oh, sehr jung. I'm born 1940, okay?
Ja. Und wie haben Sie diese Überfahrt nach Australien, weil ich nehme an, es war ein Schiff, wie haben Sie das erlebt?
Im Schiff?
Ja.
Da sind wir gekommen, von Genua to Western Australia und dann von Western Australia to Sydney und dann we went to the camp in Bonegilla. And then from Bonegilla we came to South Australia, and I enjoyed the country, and I've always, even when I was a small boy, meine Mutter hat immer gesagt, Manfred bringt alles heim, birds and lizards and frogs and everything.
Yeah.
So I've been interested in animals for a long time.
Yeah. Und wie ging es dann beruflich für Sie weiter? Was haben Sie gemacht?
Well, I'm an engineer by trade now, but I'm retired, okay? And I've worked for private companies in Adelaide here, also had a business and with the domestic engineering, and then I retired from my own business and worked for the government, and I used to build buildings like child care centers, kindergartens, and I was in charge of all the building program in with the child care facilities in South Australia. And after that, I retired, and now I'm just looking after animals.
Yeah. Und als Sie dann hier waren, haben Sie Deutsch mit den Eltern gesprochen oder wurde dann sehr schnell umgeschaltet auf Englisch?
Nein, it's alles Englisch.
Warum?
So my German is not very good. I have nobody to practice it on. Maybe you have to ring me more often.
Warum haben Ihre Eltern aufgehört, Deutsch mit Ihnen zu sprechen oder zu Ihnen?
Because I used to do a lot of work in the country. I was not always at home. And I had to learn English, more important, so I could speak to all the contractors and people I worked with.
Ja. Hatten Sie gute Beziehungen zu den Australiern? Also jetzt, gerade jetzt diese Woche oder letzte Woche, oder eigentlich jetzt seit 2 Wochen schon, ist natürlich das Thema Rassismus ganz groß auf der Agenda international. Haben Sie das Gefühl, dass Sie irgendwie diskriminiert wurden als Erwachsene, als Sie nach Australien kamen?
No, I have never had a problem with Australian people. I have good friends who are Aboriginal people. I have friends who are Chinese and Vietnamese, and I have friends who are German, but I'm Austrian, so.
Yeah.
But no. never been a problem with me at all.
Ja, Ihr Akzent ist ja fast, man hört ja den fast nicht, aber wenn ich raten dürfte, dann hätte ich gesagt, wenn ich das zum ersten Mal hören würde, Niederländer. Haben Sie das auch schon gehört?
Ja, nein. Come from Innsbruck. But it's a long time ago. Christian, I've been here for so long and since I worked for the government, everything I have to do is speak in English and write in English, and I had to learn, you know.
Ihre Community, Ihre Meinung. SBS German.
Sie hören SBS Radio am Montagabend, nach wie vor mit einem Gast am Telefon, Manfred Heide aus Tiringi, Südaustralien. Wo ist das genau?
Well, it's in the Adelaide Hills, to the east of the city of Adelaide.
Ja, wie lebt es sich da?
In the ranges, the hills behind Adelaide.
Können Sie das ein bisschen beschreiben? Das ist eine wirklich sehr hübsche Gegend.
It's a lovely area, and I enjoy the rough countryside. It reminds me a little bit of Austria, and you know, with the hills, so they can bergsteigen und klettern, und das ist gut. Not that I do that anymore now, I'm too old for that, but I enjoy the rough countryside, and I like to, I have a property of about 15 acres, which is basically set aside for native wildlife.
Und haben Sie auch Vieh, also Nutzvieh, Schafe oder Rinder?
No. We're native animals. Kangaroos, emus, wombats, koalas, what else? Possums. So we, echidnas. So we deal with all types of native animals. And I have Freunde, die sind sehr gut, und sometimes they come onto the property and help.
Ja. Und hatten Sie je die Idee, oder haben Sie sich je überlegt, das vielleicht so als Zoo mal zu machen,
also für Touristen oder so? No, I just love animals. And I just wanted to make sure that if animals get into trouble, that there is somebody there to help. And in the beginning, the knowledge on native wildlife was not very, very predominant, because most of the veterinary services and veterinary backup didn't address native animals very well. So slowly, things have changed, and now koalas and wombats are very high on the list.
Mhm. Und dafür wurden Sie ja jetzt eben ausgezeichnet mit dem Queen's Birthday Honours Award. Was bedeutet Ihnen diese Auszeichnung?
Well, it's just amazing that it happened. I don't know who put me up to this, but it is a big surprise. But let me say this now. It's not just my honor. It's the honor of all the people who have supported me and helped me along, and came to clean cages and feed animals and go to the market and bring me carrots and all that sort of thing. All the support stuff. You can't do everything on your own. Mm-hmm. And I do say thank you very much to all the people who have, over the many years, have helped me out. And I do say that award should also be a recognition for them as much as anything for me.
Ja, Sie sind ja auch ehemaliger Präsident der Marsupial Society und auch ein Mitglied im Animal Ethics Committee der University of Südaustralien, of South Australia.
Ja.
Was haben Sie da genau gemacht?
Well, I'm sorry, but Animal Ethics Committees are very private affairs. You have to sign documents that you do not divulge any information what's transpired. But let me say this. I sit on three different committees. I sit for education department. I sit for TAFE colleges, and I sit on the University of SA, and I'm the voice of the animals. And that's all I'm going to say.
Ja, aber vielleicht ein bisschen generell, warum brauchen Tiere Rechte? Was können Sie dazu sagen?
Well, you see, some schools or kindergartens may have animals for education purposes for children, and we make sure that the animals are well cared for.
SBS Radio an diesem 8. Juni mit einem Gesprächsgast, und das ist jetzt der letzte Block mit Manfred Heide. Er hat einen Preis gewonnen, Queen's Birthday Honours Award, jetzt an diesem Wochenende für seine Verdienste rund um den Tierschutz, Service to Animal, Native Welfare and Conservation. Sie sind seit 1958 in Australien. Was hat sich seither verändert für Sie? Also wie war das Land damals im Vergleich zu heute?
Well, in the beginning, obviously, we had to put a lot of effort in to get established. And animals were not high on the list. But as soon as I had... you know, the opportunity to look after animals, I did. And from that point on, it's just snowballed. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. But yes, we look after everything what comes or needs our help.
Mm-hmm. Jetzt hat man ja die schrecklichen Bilder gesehen Anfang Jahr bei den Buschbränden, dass da die heimische Tierwelt natürlich extrem gelitten hat, auch Wombats und Koalas. Wie haben Sie das erlebt?
We haben alles, you know, we help wherever we can.
Zum Beispiel?
Well, I have some kangaroos brought in here. We had some emus who were displaced from their areas, and we provide them with homes, and koalas. When they get up a tree and they can't get back down because the ground is on fire, it's absolutely traumatic. Yeah. So we do what we can for every individual animal. If we can keep them alive, we will move heaven and earth to do so.
Können Sie vielleicht ein Beispiel schildern, eine Rettungsaktion jetzt da im Januar oder Februar?
Well, it's very difficult to sort out one individual, but I still have one koala sitting here while I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm just looking at, she's a female koala. Her name is Sandy, and she was attacked by a dog because she couldn't get up the tree fast enough. So we do this, and you know, but there's probably other people who have more impact on koalas. I don't handle the numbers some other organizations handle. But my specific interest has always been wombats. And you know, they come in three different varieties. Are you aware of that?
Nein, das wusste ich nicht.
No, okay. Well, with the southern hairy-nosed wombat, right? And the southern hairy-nosed wombat, Latin ID is Lasorhinus latifron. Okay? Mm-hmm. There is another wombat which is similar, which are also a Lasorhinus, the northern hairy-nosed wombat, which lives up in the Epping Forest area in Queensland, and that's Lasorhinus crestii. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the common wombat is a different animal altogether. We all call them wombats, but it's a different animal. You got them over. Where are you? In Canberra, aren't you?
In Victoria.
In Victoria. Well, you've most sadly seen common wombats, haven't you? No?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Wombatus ulcinus, different animal altogether. So southern hairy nose and common wombats are not the same animal. We may all call them wombats, but they're not.
Okay, da haben wir was gelernt. Vielen Dank. Vielleicht so als letzte Frage, Manfred Heide, wenn Sie sich was wünschen könnten, was wäre es von Leuten, die jetzt zuhören, und was sollten die quasi lernen von Ihrer Erfahrung als Tierschützer?
Well, I would say, if you have the capacity and the interest to look after native wildlife, it's a very rewarding thing to do, and it will stand you in good stead all your life. Because I think our native wildlife in Australia has been very poorly served by you know, over generations, if you like. And I think we can put a little bit back into the environment, like not cut every tree down and keep animals where they belong, especially, you know, in areas where, you know, plant a tree, you know, keep the birds there, and consequently, if the birds are happy, then the possums will move in, and you may see a kangaroo bounding you through your back garden, and they're all native animals. We have to be far more diplomatic in our approach to our native wildlife, and I hope if I can pass that on to somebody, if it's just one extra person who will take note of this, I'll be very happy.
Wunderschön, ein tolles Schlusswort. Vielen, vielen Dank, Manfred Heide, für dieses Interview und nochmals herzliche Gratulation zum Queen's Birthday Honors Award.
Thank you very much, Christian. Christian, thank you so much, and you take care too.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.